Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. On behalf of my delegation, allow me to commend you on your election as chairperson of this GGE. We're convinced that with your leadership, we will be able to successfully conclude the task that we have before us this week. We welcome the presentation of your Food for Thought paper, and we'd also like to extend our thanks to those who've been involved with the extraordinary preparatory work, Germany, Belgium, the US, the Russian Federation, France, the Netherlands, and Switzerland as well, for their working papers which have been submitted, and for their having shared their proposals on how to move forward in future dealings with lethal autonomous weapon systems. We do hope that the progress achieved during the three expert meetings that have already taken place, as well as the contributions of UNODA, UNIDIR, and the ICRC, as well as civil society, will provide a solid basis to further our understanding of this complex and multifaceted issue. Mr. Chairman, the emergence of a weapon system without human control is no longer science fiction, due to scientific and technological progress. Many of these states' parties to the CCW are developing weapons systems with growing levels of autonomy, including semi-autonomous robotic weapons which can fire tear gas, rubber bullets, and tranquilizer darts in police operations. This has, as a consequence, a profound change in the conduction of hostilities. Technological developments for war, including lethal autonomous weapons systems, must comply with international law and must respect the principles of distinction, proportionality, and precaution in attacks. Therefore, it is vital that the group of governmental experts address ethical, legal, and technical matters surrounding these systems. Mr. Chairman, Panama's position is well known. Lethal autonomous weapon systems are contrary to international humanitarian law and to international human rights law, and should therefore be prohibited before they are manufactured, as happened with the blinding laser weapons through Protocol 4. We believe that more gradual measures, such as the adoption of limited regulations on their use or codes of conduct, are in fact fraught with gaps and shortcomings. From our national perspective, it is inadmissible that mere machines can take independent decisions on the life and death of people. According to international humanitarian law, inter alia, parties to conflicts must distinguish between combatants and non-combatants, and that casualties, civilian casualties, and damage to civilian buildings should not be excessive in comparison to the planned military advantage, and that all parties must take precautions to protect the civilian population. It's clear that all this requires a high level of human reasoning. Lethal autonomous weapon systems would not have the capacity to analyze the intention of a human action, nor could they take difficult decisions on proportionality or the necessity of an attack. Their mechanical intelligence means it's impossible to apply these principles, and their use would entail a much greater human cost. Similarly, because they're machines, they feel no compassion nor empathy. These new technologies would not only change the nature of war, but would also exacerbate the asymmetry of certain armed conflicts. In addition, the establishment of legal responsibilities and accountability for their use would be unclear and almost unfeasible, because both international humanitarian law and international criminal law cover violations committed by human beings and not by machines. This would lead to impunity due to the fact that it is impossible to attribute authority for attacks. Moreover, history has shown that it's only a question of time for these steps forward to give rise to another arms race, a high advanced technology arms race, where states and non-state actors would endeavor to develop and acquire these systems, thereby promoting their proliferation. Although it's clear that the debate on autonomous weapon systems is an issue related to disarmament, we cannot sidestep its repercussions on human rights, in particular the right to life and human dignity. Chairman, given what we've just said, Panama believes that the group of governmental experts should adopt the following steps. We should examine the ethical, legal, and technical concerns of these systems. We should move towards a working definition on autonomous weapon systems to clarify the future path to follow. We should identify the necessary elements to establish a legal framework to prohibit these new technologies of conventional weapons, because if we adopt a passive attitude, we would be inherently promoting the development of these systems and their rapid proliferation. We should take into account the recommendations formulated by the Human Rights Council on this issue, particularly from the Special Rapporteur on Extrajudicial Summary or Arbitrary Executions, and we must highlight the importance of legal reviews of new types of weapons to ensure their compatibility with international law. Mr. Chairman, it is the responsibility of the international community to exhaust every possible avenue to ensure disarmament and non-proliferation in compliance with the United Nations.